a new way of life that I love so. But I can see the clouds are gathering, and the storm will wreck our home. For last night he held you tightly, and you didn't even show. This is true, for I've been watching
you
from the window up above. You must have thought that I was sleeping, and I wish that I had been. But I guess it's best to know you and the way your heart can send. I thought we belonged together, wrong, for I've been
watching you
from the window of above. From my eyes the teardrops started as I listened on and on. I heard you whisper to him softly that our marriage was all wrong. But I hope he makes you happy, and you will never lose his love. I was wrong, I was
watching you
from the window up above. I wish I could be dreaming and wake up to an honest love. I was wrong, for I was
watching you
from the window up above.
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick says the exemption of electronic devices from recently announced tariffs is not permanent. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Lutnick said while phones, computers, and chips are exempt from these tariffs, they won't be exempt from semiconductor tariffs that are coming soon. He went on to say these types of products are vital to U.S. national security, and it's a security risk for them not to be manufactured domestically. He confirmed that tariffs on pharmaceuticals will also be announced separately. California Governor Gavin Newsom says the Pacific Coast Highway will open in time for summer by the end of May. That's ahead of schedule. The road's been closed since the January fires, with only Pacific Palisades residents, repair crews, and essential business employees allowed to use it. This is SRN News.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Good morning.
It's morning.
Is there anything worse than Monday morning?
It's Monday morning.
It's Monday already.
Is it morning already?
Yeah, I don't want to go to work.
Who does?
That's definitely not me.
I love my job.
You do?
You're a weirdo.
Somebody has to do it.
It is not me.
Well, enough talk.
Now, get back to work.
Let's do this.
All right, let's do this, shall we? It is Monday. Can you think of anything worse?
Good morning. Waking up for a morning jog would be worse than Monday.
I think there are a lot of things worse than a Monday. Hey, yeah. we get to be here on a Monday.
Yeah.
Get to break bread together, drink coffee together, and just have a good time.
Yeah, there's definitely worse things than a Monday.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of them right now.
At the top of our head. I don't know.
Come to think of it.
It is Jeff and Courtney getting you up on a back to work and back to school Monday. Thank you again for spending time. Thank you for making this part of your day today. 4 minutes after 6 o'clock, and weather-wise, it's a little warm out there. I smelled rain. I don't know about you.
Did you?
I smelled rain.
It did look quite cloudy as well.
But rain doesn't look like it's going to happen really until Friday. But let's get your current temps out there right now. If you're just waking up, you're just pulling those covers over your head or off your head, or you kind of wandering around the house looking for that first cup of coffee. 62 in Ballinger right now, 61 in Goldthwait. You're at 68 if you're in Cisco this morning. Holy cow. Brownwood at the airport, 61 degrees. And today, sunny skies, 88. So a nice day today. Sunny and 88. Tonight, increasing clouds, low around 56. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunnier in the afternoon. Only 78 for the high tomorrow. A little bit of a cool down. Wednesday, sunny and 85. Breezy on Wednesday. Thursday, sunny and 91 degrees. Again, breezy on Thursday. And then we look ahead to Friday, cloudy and 88. And then Friday night, the rain comes in. 40% chance of rain as of now. Saturday, Sunday, pretty good chance of rain for the weekend. So if you got any weekend plans, you may want to make note of that. And you have weekend plans.
I'm going to need the rain to just go away for the weekend. Or, you know what, come earlier in the week. That would be great. Because I don't want the rain to go away. We always need rain. But
you guys at the Hideout, you got some big event this week.
We sure do. We have the crawfish boil that we moved because of rain and cold the last time. And then, of course, Easter. It's Easter Sunday this weekend. So we're having a big Easter egg hunt out there. So, yeah. Be nice if that would just move a little earlier into the week.
Or just push back to the next week.
Yeah. Or, yeah, roll in on Monday.
There you go.
Or even...
Don't even show up at all.
move in mid-Sunday or something.
So if people still want to be part of this, can they still sign up or call the Hideout?
Absolutely.
To be part
You know, you can RSVP. It's always, you know, recommended. But if you just show up, that's fine as well for both events.
All right. So Hideout this weekend.
It's the place to be.
Crawfish boil.
Absolutely. Place to be. Live music. Lots of fun for the family. And then, of course, delicious food.
No doubt about
it. Can't beat it.
Great weekend there. Mm-hmm. And if you were watching the TV on Sunday, you saw Rory finally win the Masters. Here's how that sounded.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
He finally did it. He finally achieved the career Grand Slam, which is the Masters, the Players, the U.S. Open, and the Open Championship. So good job, Rory. Finally got it done. Good job.
Way to go, Rory.
Good job. He's a nice kid.
Yeah, pretty awesome. I saw the video of him getting his jacket. He was super excited.
He's a nice kid. Just there's been a lot of pressure on him over the years.
Yeah.
And some of it he puts on himself, but a lot of it just, I think you could just feel the weight off his shoulders. Finally. Finally, he got the Masters.
Yeah, I saw some negative stuff online just talking about him doing so great and then, oh, he's going to choke and blah, blah, blah. And I'm so glad that he rose above that. Yeah. That's awesome.
Then question of the day today on the Facebook page. Don't Google. Don't Google this one. All right? Have fun with this one. After Boardwalk and Park Place, what is the next most expensive property in the game Monopoly? We had to think about it for a while.
We really did. Yeah, it took a good amount of pondering. Put our two brains together to form one big brain that could think of a Monopoly board.
No, I haven't played Monopoly in a while.
It's been a hot minute for me as well.
So after Boardwalk and Park Place, what is the next most expensive property in the game Monopoly? Get your guess on the Facebook page. Again, don't Google it. Use your brain. Get your answer in by 8:30 for a chance to win some prizes today.
Pretty exciting. Very exciting stuff. Do we have a plant of the week?
Glad you mentioned that. We do have a plant of the week. Go to our website. Go to KOXE.com. Kind of meander over there. Mosey
meandering.
On over there.
Meandering. I like a good meander.
And then go to the morning show page, and you will see a picture of the plant of the week, which is a beautiful, fragrant, frost-proof gardenia.
Wow.
The frost-proof gardenia is a cold, hardy, fragrant evergreen shrub known for its ability to withstand late spring frost without damage. It boasts lustrous, dark green foliage and large, fragrant white blooms.
It's pretty.
It thrives in zones 7 through 10. I think we're here like 8 or 9. I think our zone is 8 or 9 here. So it thrives here. It can be beautiful addition to borders, hedges, and containers. And this is courtesy of Trees Forever Nursery. The plant of the week, the beautiful, very, very pretty, frost-proof gardenia. And go to our website, go to the morning show page. You can see pictures of us. You can see me and Courtney there. You can see the plant. And you can see the Mowing League. The name was picked last week.
And? Drum roll, please.
The people have spoken.
And what's the outcome?
The Lawn Ranger.
The Lawn Ranger.
That is going to be it. The Lawn Ranger was the winner.
Hi-ho, silver away.
Do I need to name my lawnmower now, too?
You definitely do.
Oh, man. There's another survey.
Your lawnmower's got to be silver, right?
The Lawn Ranger in silver, although my mower is... Our riding mower is yellow, and my push mower is red, so it can't be silver.
I was going to say, what's red and yellow together? It's definitely orange. It's definitely not silver.
It's a whole other conundrum.
So then it's ironic. You know, if you name it silver, can it just be ironic?
It can be ironic, yeah.
Sure, why not?
The Lawn Ranger with his trusty...
Hi-ho, silver away! Right?
That's going to work.
Yeah. It's going to work out.
Right. The gardenia, the plant of the week, courtesy of Trees Forever. And you can get a special 3-gallon price at $13.95 from tomorrow through the 19th. Or no, through the 19th. So go to Trees Forever Nursery. If you don't win it Wednesday, get a special deal on that at Trees Forever.
Until Saturday. Saturday the 19th.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this coming weekend is already... Can you believe how quickly... I feel like it's just going by really so fast.
It's way too fast.
It is. Good Friday is this Friday, and then it's already Easter. It's almost the end of April. We only have, after this week, one more week of April.
And then it's already May. It's basically summertime.
Yeah, like the kids are almost out of school.
Yeah, the kids get out of school, I think.
End of May, right? Or mid-May?
Mid to end of May. So one more month of school.
My friend came down this weekend, and she said something that, like, stuck with me. And I'm sure it's something that's been said before, but time is a thief. I never thought about that, of how quickly it's just like, what? Where did it go? Where it just went? It just went by.
It really is.
It does. I love that word.
It's a thief. I love it.
Yeah, that's a good little saying. I was like, huh, I never thought of it that way. But, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, years just blow by and quicker.
We were talking about that too at the ball game Saturday. Like,
yeah.
Time just is flying by. The baseball season, basically, I mean, the regular season is almost, it's getting close to being over with.
Are you serious?
Didn't it just start?
Yeah. It's like, what's going on? How did they do?
Howard Payne lost on Saturday to ETBU. We have a road game Wednesday against McMurray this week. Then we're back at home against UMHB. As far as Howard Payne goes. Brownwood lost on Friday to Brock on Friday. So we have another game Tuesday. I think that's in Glen Rose? Yep. So nice. All your sports action, go to KOXE.com for that, too.
We are sporty.
We're sporty here. And then we want you to win. We want you to have register for the beautiful gardenia. So now's the time. Give me a call, 646, or give us a call, 646-1013. 646-1013. If you want to register to win this beautiful gardenia, call now. Operators are standing by at 613.
Trying to find the courage to ask her out was feels like trying to get off. I'm a water spout. What you would have said, I can't say. I never did ask, but you moved away. But I learned something from my blue-eyed girl. Sink or swim, you gotta give it a whirl. And came back for more. Life's a dance, you learn as you go. Sometimes you lead, sometimes you follow. Don't worry about what you don't know. Life's a dance, you learn as you go.
Because here at Globo Gym, we're better than you. And we know it.
He gets up before the dawn, packs a lunch and a thermos full of coffee. It's another day in the dusty haze. Those burning rays are wearing down his body. The diesel's worth the price of gold. It's the cheapest grain he's ever sold. But he's still holding on. He just takes the tractor another round.
Another prayer.
Jason Aldean, that Amarillo Sky at 6:19 on your back to work or back to school Monday. Jeff and Courtney waking you up. It's the big show. And thank you for tuning in. Always appreciate that.
Top of the morn, Monday morning.
Don't forget, you can still call us. Call to register to win the plant of the week, 646-1013.
It's a lovely gardenia.
It really is nice.
It is. And it's, what did you say? What was the word you used as far as something where it doesn't frost over?
Yeah, it's the frost-proof gardenia.
Frost-proof.
That's the plant of the week. It's cold hardy, fragrant. It's an evergreen shrub known for its ability to withstand late spring frost without damage. It's good for USDA zone 7 through 10. I think here in Brandwood, I think we're 8A and 8B or 9, something like that. So it's just a beautiful thing, the gardenia. You could win that for the plant of the week. So call us up to register for that.
What does the zone mean?
Planting zones.
I don't know what that means.
Different zones, different plants thrive in different zones.
Gotcha.
Like a certain plant in Oregon that thrives would not thrive here.
Right, because it's rainier there. And
yeah, damp there. It's not so damp here. Just, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, there's different zones all across the Americas.
Wow. Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Planting zones.
Okay. Planting zones. And the impossible questions on the Facebook page. It's a good one. After Boardwalk and Park Place, what is the next most expensive property on the board?
What could it be?
Get your guess in on the Facebook page by 8:30 for a chance to win. And we are talking off mic. Like here in Brandwood, Texas, what would the equivalent of Boardwalk and Park Place be? Like what area would you say on a Monopoly board would be Brandwood equivalent to those two?
I know. I'm trying to think of what that would be. Is it out on the lake?
Lake's got some really nice homes.
It does.
Good Shepherd is nice. That area.
Mm-hmm. What do y'all think? 325-646-1013. There is a Brownwood Monopoly. There, we have it up at the hideout. I'm going to have to pull it off the shelf and look and see what it's. I don't remember what's. I don't think we ever opened it. It's just like on display.
Uh-huh.
But I'm curious as to what it says in there.
I would love to find out what's the equivalent of like Boardwalk and Park Place in Brandwood.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, give
definitely
us a holler.
Curious. Yeah, what do y'all think? Or if you've seen the Brownwood Monopoly, I think they sell it at Walmart.
Do they sell it at the bookstore?
They might.
At intermission?
They might. I love that little bookstore.
Oh, it's such a cool bookstore.
It is such a cool, and then whenever she tells you like the history of it, mm-hmm. So neat. Yeah.
And that place. That archway of books.
Yes, so I love cool. that. It's such a nice little vibe to be able to just hang out and kind of even sit in there and read a book.
Yeah, it's a neat place.
I like that place. Very neat.
What would our railroads be in Brandwood? You know, I think on the Monopoly board, aren't there four railroads?
There's four railroads on the Monopoly board, and the more you get, the more money you make off of them.
So we have, we got a railroad going through here.
Yeah, we have a few, right?
A few, I think.
A few different ones. Yeah. I won't know what their names are. Does it? I don't. I hear the train. I have no idea what the name of it would be.
Yeah, I just hear when I was looking at this question this morning, I think, what would the Brandwood equivalent of all these be? And there is a Brandwood Monopoly game.
There is.
Hmm.
It's making me so curious of what that would be. I'm curious as to what everybody else thinks as far as what our Park Place and
Park Place and Boardwalk.
Boardwalk, there you go.
We have a jail.
Yeah.
So we got that covered.
That's covered.
you can go directly to jail.
You can put people in there. Yep. Definitely got that covered.
Huh.
Like the downtown area, would that be what would be all leading up to?
I don't know.
No, because then it's houses and hotels that you put.
Give us a call, 646-1013. Try to help us fill in the gaps here.
Yeah, see what you think. Or have you played Brownwood Monopoly?
Yeah.
Because it's a thing.
624 KOXC Stuckley is up next. News, sports, and weather. And then, of course, your fact or fiction and your menus coming up at 6:50 today.
Hey, folks, do you remember the getaway giveaway trips? Well, folks, it's happening again. KOXC is teaming up with Hargrove Travel and area-wide sponsors to give you a chance to win a free trip with a twist. A trip could be a Disney cruise, Caribbean cruise, maybe go to the Florida Keys, maybe something else. What? Don't have a travel bug? Well, how about winning $2,000 in cash? Your choice. Thank you to these participating sponsors. Overhead Door and CMS Kinder Hearts Home Health.
Big box stores may come to town, and then suddenly they just pick up and go. So when you have local homegrown businesses who have invested time and effort into building up a loyal client base, you can have confidence they are here to stay. More Printing is just that kind of business, proud to be a part of the community and offering top-notch, first-rate printing services at competitive prices. For your next printing job, big or small, rely on homegrown More Printing, 407 Fisk, downtown Brownwood. Not going anywhere. And you can copy that.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
It's no secret that lately there ain't no escaping that I've been waking up alone. Just me and the TV and a sinking feeling that you ain't ever coming home. But today, the tears ain't gonna hit the floor. Cause the bolts in the bed on out the door. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue. Beer's too cold to be thinking about. You gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. When I turned the ignition, I knew I'd been missing the feel of the wind on my face. I was stuck in a habit of wondering what happened. Too busy taking all the blame. Not a dream or two is a foolproof remedy. It's a beautiful world with a beautiful girl kind of making eyes at me. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue. Beer's too cold to be thinking about. You're gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away. Save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good. My friends are all out and they're all too high to be bringing them down. If they ask about you, I got nothing to say. I'll save it for a rainy day. There'll be plenty of time for what ifs and whys and how not let you get away. But the lying in bed all stuck in my head, you're just gonna have to wait. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue. Fear's too cold to be thinking about. You're gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away. Save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good, my friends are all. Be bringing them down. If they ask about you, I got nothing to say. I'll save it for a rainy day. Gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away. Save it for a rainy day.
Welcome to the Chevy Lightning Round. Guess the clues to win. First team, you're up.
Powerful, commanding, unstoppable.
Silverado.
Adventurous, fun, techie.
Trailblazer.
Stylish, nimble.
Trax.
Innovative, electric.
Blazer EV.
Lightning Round champions. You've guessed all the right Chevy clues. Silverado, Trailblazer, Trax, and Blazer EV.
It's Chevy Truck Month. Well-qualified buyers get 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500 Turbo Max pickups. See your Big Country Chevy dealers. Monthly payment is $1,515 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment is 18.8%. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 4/30/25.
Wouldn't let you haunt my mind. I'd be strong, I'd carry on and leave the past behind. I'd just forget we ever met and find somebody new. And now I want you to know I'm almost over you.
it, you're hard to quit. I've been going through a bad withdrawal, but you can bet I had to let you walk before I'd crawl. I got my pride, wrong or right, I'm gonna stand my ground, and I ain't gonna let your memory get me down. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I'm with somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake. Not to go, but if you want to come home, it's only fair that you should know. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I kiss somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake. When I'm sleeping, girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, and only on days it ends.
This is your KOXC News Report for Monday, April 14th. I'm Derek Stuckley. The annual Boys and Girls Club of Brown County Barn Dance will take place this Saturday, April 19th at Three Springs Ranch, and this year's musical performer will be Little Texas. Little Texas has been nominated for 3 Grammys and 2 American Music Awards and was selected the Academy of Country Music Group of the Year in 1993. Number one songs include What Might Have Been, God Bless Texas, and My Love, to go along with 12 top 20 singles and 7 top 10 hits. The first barn dance took place in 2002 and is the biggest fundraiser of the year for the Boys and Girls Club of Brown County. Three Springs Ranch is located on 8222 County Road 261 in Zephyr and has become home of the barn dance in recent years. For more information about attending the event, contact Catherine with a K at bgcbrowncounty.org. The annual Community Easter Sunrise Service will be held at 7 a.m. this Sunday at the Early Visitors and Event Center. Attendees are invited to experience the surreal feeling of being outdoors at sunrise on the day that we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The event will be held at the pavilion behind the Event Center, which will provide a view of the sunrise from the east. There will be a congregational singing and a special Easter message from Leland Acker, pastor of Live Point Baptist Church. For more information, contact Leland Acker at 325-200-8531. Charlotte Myers, a student at Coggin Elementary School in Brownwood, has been selected to travel to the Houston-Galveston area to participate in a summer 2025 Lone Star Leadership Academy camp. Charlotte's selection was based on her outstanding academic success, demonstration of leadership ability, involvement in school and community activities, and a nomination from her teacher, Amber Shipman. Charlotte will join a delegation of outstanding students from across the state to develop leadership skills while learning about the great state of Texas and its leaders. She will visit significant sites in the Houston and Galveston area, including the Astronaut Training Facility and NASA's Johnson Space Center, San Jacinto Battleground State Historic Site, Lone Star Flight Museum, Houston Museum of Natural Science, Moody Gardens, and the Ocean Star Offshore Drilling Rig and Museum. She will also tour Galveston Bay on board Seagull 2 with a marine biologist, learn about the Port of Houston from members of the U.S. Coast Guard, and work with a team to complete a space mission at the George Observatory, home to one of the largest public telescopes in the United States. Additionally, Charlotte will learn about future career and internship opportunities through career speaker presentations at sites visited. The Brown County Museum of History has announced that its second annual fundraising gala, Victory at Last, will celebrate Camp Bowie and the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II in September. Get ready to travel back to 1945 and catch the excitement of VE and VJ Day. Dress in patriotic, military, or 1940 style. Plan to enjoy a delicious dinner, big band music, and dancing, drinks, raffles, and fun. Brigadier General retired Dan and Mrs. Cynthia Locker, longtime friends of the museum, have graciously agreed to serve as honorary chairs. The museum will also honor all servicemen and women for their service to our country. Mark your calendars and plan to attend on September 6th. Tables will go on sale soon. Contact Kendall Howard at the museum to secure your spot. All funds raised will benefit children's educational programming at the museum. Also this reminder, early voting for the May 3rd general election will begin next week, taking place April 22nd through 29th at the Brown County Elections Office, located at 613 North Fisk. Hours will be 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. April 22nd through 25th, then from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. April 28th and 29th. Local races include the Early ISD Board of Trustees, where Robert Welker is on the ballot for Place 3, Scott Byrd for Place 4, and Amanda DeVusser and Daniel Rodriguez for Place 5. Running for two open seats on the Bangs ISD Board of Trustees are Dennis Sanchez, Robert R.C. Lehman, Eric Likens, and Joy Mitchell. Also running to fill an unexpired term are Larry Lehman and Blue Tidwell. Additional information on these stories and more can be found at KOXC.com.
Hello, this is Becky Ehlers, registered nurse with Kinder Hearts Hospice. We're proud to partner with CMS Kinder Hearts Home Health to provide hospice services in Coleman, Early, Brownwood, and the surrounding communities. Our hospice professionals are dedicated and devoted to honoring and supporting an individual's journey with love, care, and tenderness. In these challenging moments, it is important for you to know that you have an option that can help your loved one get the most out of life and live as fully and as comfortably as possible. Our hospice care is centered around the entire family by providing a team that focuses on individual care while offering your family all the support help that is needed. At Kinder Hearts Hospice, we believe that every moment matters. Our hospice program is designed to help make the most of each day and help provide the support your family deserves. If you or a loved one has any questions about hospice, please call me, Becky Ehlers, registered nurse, at 325-200-8813 or come by our office at 1102 Early Boulevard. Kinder Hearts Hospice, respecting life to its fullest.
This is your Monday KOXC Sports Report. The Brownwood Lady Lions track and field team continued its string of capturing team championships at every meet in which they've competed, earning the 5-4A and 6-4A area trophy Friday at Shotwell Stadium Annex. The Lady Lions placed first as a team with 216 points, won 10 of 21 events, and earned 21 berths in the Region 1-4A meet in Lubbock this coming Friday and Saturday. The Lady Lions also again broke a pair of school records in the pole vault as well as the 4x100 relay. Lady Lions head coach Chelsea Lipsy shared her thoughts after the meet.
Super proud of how they performed. You know, we like last week, we knew what we were capable of doing, but at this stage, you got to be able to show up and do it, and I think we did that. Thought everybody, you know, kind of what we expected, they showed up how they needed to, so looking forward to see what we can do next week at Regionals. It's going to be a big one. A
couple more school records for y'all today.
Yes, we got Grace in the pole vault. She went 11-6, so that was her best, as well as breaking her own school record, and then our 4x1 went 47-5, and they broke their own school record. The goal is to win Regional championship and as get as many to Austin as we can. It's not going to be easy. We have a super tough region, but we got to go and do what we need to do this week and be ready to go compete.
Meanwhile, the Brownwood Lions finished fourth as a team with 59.5 points, won one event, and secured 7 regional berths. Again, the Region 1-4A meet will take place in Lubbock this Friday and Saturday. The Seesaw Ride through District 6-4A softball competition continued for the Brownwood Lady Lions Friday night as they secured their second sweep of a league foe with a 10-4 home victory over Stephenville. With the win, the Lady Lions, who are now 14-10 overall and 4-4 in district, moved back into a second-place tie in the district standings with Graham. Brownwood's final two games of the regular season are at Graham at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday and home against Brock at 6:30 p.m. Thursday. Meanwhile, the Brownwood Lions baseball team gave up just a pair of runs but failed to score for the second consecutive outing as the Brock Eagles clinched the District 6-4A baseball sweep with a 2-0 triumph at Morris Southall Field Friday night. The Lions, who are now 10-14 on the season and 2-4 in district, were seeking a third straight district series split. The Lions, who are now in a three-way tie for third place with Graham and Stephenville in the district standings, will visit Glenrose at 7 p.m. Tuesday, then host the Tigers at 7 p.m. Thursday. Another weekend diamond action, the early Lady Horns picked up a pair of district victories, 6-3 over Eastland Friday and 4-3 over Comanche Saturday. The Bangs Lady Dragons run-ruled Ballinger 18-8. The Bangs Dragons slipped past Ballinger 7-5. And the early Longhorns coasted past Dublin 17-7. This reminder, girls' golf regional tournaments take place today and Tuesday including the Region 1-4A tournament at Shadow Hills Golf Course in Lubbock, where Brownwood's River Jones and Tristan Garcia will be competing. This has been a look at your local sports here on KOXE.
Brownwood Stanley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is cranking it up with employee pricing on every new ride all April long. Need parts? 15% off all month. Time for service, full synthetic oil changes, just $79. And mark your calendar, April 26th. The Corning T. Smith Animal Shelter is rolling in with their mobile pet adoption. 1003 West Commerce Street in Brownwood. Swing by and let the friendly sales staff show you around. Deals won't last, so get in on employee pricing now at Stanley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Proud sponsor of the Camp Bowie Veterans Appreciation Day at the Brownwood Ranch Rodeo.
The following are today's obituaries. A funeral service for Kathleen Kathy Flanagan, 69, of Coleman, is pending with Stevens Funeral Home of Coleman. Kathleen Kathy Flanagan passed away Sunday, April 13th. A graveside funeral service for Charles Dudley Tharp Sr., 65, of Richland Springs, will be held at 2 p.m. today at Varga Chapel Cemetery. Blaylock Funeral Home of San Saba is in charge of arrangements. Charles Dudley Tharp Sr. passed away Wednesday, April 9th. A graveside funeral service for Donna Sue Susie Kerbo, 71, will be held at 1 p.m. Tuesday at the Coleman City Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 10 to 11 a.m. Tuesday at Henderson Funeral Home in Coleman. Donna Sue Susie Kerbo passed away Thursday, April 11th. A mass of Christian burial for Hilda Ramirez, 96, of Coleman, will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Coleman. Interment will follow at the Coleman City Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 9 to 10 a.m. Wednesday at Stevens Funeral Home in Coleman, with the recital of the Holy Rosary to take place at 10:30 a.m. Hilda Ramirez passed away Thursday, April 10th. A memorial service for Connie Huizar, 70, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Assembly of God Church in San Saba. Blaylock Funeral Home of San Saba is in charge of arrangements. Connie Huizar passed away Friday, March 28.
Hi, this is Sam Stewartson with Heartland Funeral Home. We understand how unsettling it can be when a funeral home goes out of business. Heritage Funeral Home Davis Morris Chapel has recently closed their doors. At Heartland Funeral Home, you can rest assured that we're here for you. If you have a prearranged funeral contract with Davis Morris Chapel, we will honor it with the care and respect you deserve. Please call or come by and visit with us for more information. Heartland Funeral Home, family-owned and operated, serving Brown County for over 30 years.
Your Monday weather forecast is brought to you by KOXE. After flirting with triple-digit Sunday, temperatures will cool off this week into a more traditional spring fashion, as today features a high of 87 with partly sunny skies and a 10 to 15 mile-an-hour wind out of the south and gusts up to 20, while tonight look for a low of 55 with a north wind and gusts increasing to 25 miles an hour. Tuesday, expect a high of 78 under mostly sunny skies with a 10 to 15 mile an hour east wind and gusts up to 20 miles an hour, and a low of 54 Tuesday night with the same gusty winds. Wednesday calls for a high of 85 under mostly sunny skies with wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour out of the south, and a low of 59 Wednesday night. Thursday features a high of 90 under mostly sunny skies with a 10 to 15 mile an hour south wind and gusts up to 25, and a low of 63 Thursday night with the same windy conditions. Friday calls for a high of 87 under mostly cloudy skies, followed by a 40% chance of showers and storms Friday night with a low of 61. Rain chances increase Easter weekend with a 40% chance Saturday and a high of 84, followed by a 50% chance of rain Saturday night with a low of 60 and a 40% chance of rain Easter Sunday with a high of 81.
644 on a Monday. Thank you, Derek. Current temps out there, very temperate. Ballinger 61 right now, 59 in Goldthwaite. If you're waking up with us in Cisco, it is 66, and at the airport in Brownwood, 62 degrees, and a nice day on tap, like Derek said, highs in the high 80s today. Coming up next, just around the corner, we have your menus today brought to you by Dairy Queen, and Factor Fiction brought to you by Section Hand. That's on the way.
doesn't come with a contract. You give me this, I give you that. And it's scary business. Your heart and soul is on the line. Baby, why else would I be standing around here so tongue-tied? If I knew what I was doing, I'd be doing it right now. And I would be the best damn poet. Silver words out of my mouth. Well, my words might not be magic, but they cut straight to the truth. So if you need it,
Keith Urban saying he's all in, baby. Baby, I'm in. It is 6:51 at KOXC. Oh, yeah. When you hear that music, it's time to get up and dance and listen to your lunch menu. Brought to you by Dairy Queen today. 1620 Austin Avenue. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. 99-cent drinks till 10 a.m. Delicious breakfast choices at Dairy Queen. My goodness. Breakfast sandwiches on a bun or a biscuit. Biscuits and gravy. Dairy Queen will treat you so right.
All right. Let's get started with Zephyr. For breakfast, they'll be having muffins with yogurt or cereal with graham crackers, fruit juice, and milk. And for luncheon, Zephyr, corn dog, fries, tomato cup, fruit cup, and milk. In early, ISD today for breakfast, we'll be having pancakes with bacon or breakfast cookie with yogurt, 100% fruit juice, fruit, milk variety, and some syrup. And for lunch in early, breaded drumstick with roll or cheesy breadsticks with marinara, sweet potatoes, steamed broccoli, fresh fruit, milk, salad entree, and ketchup. And in Brooksmith for breakfast, sausage kolache, fruit and juice. And for lunch, chicken nuggets, mac and cheese, carrots, squash, and fruit.
My turn?
Your turn.
All right. Blanket ISD today. You fine folks will be having a sausage kolache for breakfast with yogurt, juice, fruit, and milk. Lunch, let's see. Lunch in blanket today. Barbecue on a bun, a cucumber and ranch with some corn, rosy applesauce, a cookie, and milk. Over to May ISD we go. May, you're going to have breakfast pizza today with some fruit, and lunch in May is a corn dog with potatoes, tomato cup, mac and cheese, and a fruit cup. And at the Brandwood Senior Citizen Center today, oh, one of my favorites, Sloppy Joe's today at the Senior Citizen Center with potatoes, coleslaw, and spiced peaches. And let's see, the activity will be bingo today at 10 a.m. Those are your menus brought to you by our good friends over at Dairy Queen.
It's time for Jeff and Courtney's Fact or Fiction.
Fact or Fiction is brought to you by the Section Hand Steakhouse. They are open Tuesday through Sunday. Unfortunately, closed today, but will open tomorrow at 7 a.m. for breakfast. You can eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner there. Convenient drive-through. To-go orders always welcome. Daily specials. And don't forget that amazing salad bar, Section Hand Steakhouse. Get in there tomorrow morning for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Fact or Fiction today, you are playing for 2 Whataburger breakfast coupons.
What a burger.
What a burger.
What a burger.
What a honey butter chicken biscuit for breakfast.
Okay, fact or fiction. A group of flamingos is called a flamboyance.
Why did Elton John pop in my head? I don't know.
A group of flamingos is called a flamboyance.
Flamboyance.
What'll it be now?
A flamboyance of flamingo. I like it.
He said, I like it, regardless of what it is.
I'm going fact. Good morning, KOXC. You're playing fact.
I'm going fact, students. It's a win.
Pat, for a fact. We got you, Pat. Remember, if you played the last 2 weeks, you can't win for another 2 weeks, but you can still play with us. Please play along. Good morning, KOXC. What's your guess?
Yeah, Jeff, I'm going to say that's a fact.
Fact.
Yeah.
All right. Daniel, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Daniel got fact. All right. Thank you, Daniel.
A group of flamingos is called a flamboyance. Morning, KOXC. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
All right.
Who is this?
Caroline Means.
Caroline, thank you for the phone call. We got you down for fact.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Have a great day. Good morning, KOXC. Is it fact or is it fiction?
Hello?
Good morning.
Oh,
they got shy.
They did. Change their mind. Okay, a group of flamingos is called a flamboyance. Fact or fiction?
This sounds cool.
It really does. Well, it does. If it isn't, it should be.
Good morning. What's your guess today for fact or fiction?
I'm with fact also.
You're going to go with our herd, huh? Fact.
Yes.
And who's this?
Yes. Vicky.
Vicky?
Yeah.
Thank you, Vicky. We got you down for fact. Appreciate it. All right. Phone call. Last phone call for Fact or Fiction. Good morning.
This is Charlie. I'd say that's fiction.
Charlie, you're the...
Charlie says fiction.
You're the only one that's got fiction so far, so you might be the big winner today.
All right.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Have a great day. All right. We'll take another one. Why not? Good morning, Fact or Fiction.
Fiction.
You're going fiction?
Yes.
Who is this?
April.
April. Thank you for the call, April. We got you down for fiction.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see what it is.
I'm excited on this one.
Okay. The question one more time. A group of flamingos is called a flamboyance. And the answer is fact. Yes. It is, in fact, called a flamboyance, which I think is a wonderful thing.
That's
here
great.
Comes that flamboyance of flamingos.
It just fits.
It really does. It does. It sounds very fitting for flamingos. So, who is our lucky winner?
Let's see. Well, if you haven't won in the last couple weeks, it's Pat.
Okay.
And then if you have won the past 2 weeks, then it's going to be Daniel. Daniel, if you've won in the past 2 weeks, then it's going to be Carolyn.
Wow. It's. Well, I guess we'll figure all of that out.
Good
Good morning, Fact or Fiction.
It's me because it's time I can play, she told me the other day. Okay. 14 days.
So you're good?
I won.
You won, Pat.
All right, Pat, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pat, all right.
Thank you, Pat. You win two wonderful Whataburger breakfast coupons.
Woohoo!
Flamboyance of Whataburger.
Just follow the flamboyance of flamingos to get your honey butter chicken biscuit.
Mm. Good job, Pat. Yeah,
yeah, way to go.
I think pretty much all the majority had fact today.
Yeah. Yep, everybody thought it was a fact. I mean, it does seem right.
It does seem right. It's just everything is right in the world.
It is.
6:58 at KOXC, SRN News, top of the hour. Then we roll into the 7 o'clock hour talking about some interesting things that people have lost or not claimed in the baggage area of airports. Very bizarre stuff.
Yeah, interesting.
I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Stock traders racing for what could be another volatile week on Wall Street, with the market soaring and plunging amid uncertainty over what the future holds for tariffs and their impact on the global economy. And though he has exempted electronics from 145% China tariffs, President Trump says additional levies are on the way for semiconductors, computer chips, and such. Today, Mr. Trump will meet with his Salvadoran counterpart at the White House. Ecuadorian voters re-electing President Daniel Noboa, young conservative with a no-holds-barred crime-fighting record. But nothing yet on a motive for the break-in and arson fire at the Pennsylvania governor's mansion in Harrisburg. A 38-year-old Harrisburg man is under arrest. And on Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 428 points. NASDAQ futures 340 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Good morning.
It's morning.
Is there anything worse than Monday morning?
It's Monday morning.
It's Monday already?
Is it morning already?
Yeah, I don't want to go to work.
Who does?
That's definitely not me.
I love my job.
You do?
You're a weirdo.
Somebody has to do it.
It is not me.
Well, and tough talk.
Now, get back to work.
Let's do this.
All right, let's do this, shall we? Good body every morning.
good morning.
7:04, 4 minutes after 7 o'clock, rolling into hour two of the big show. Jeff and Courtney here on a, kind of a nice, it's a nice morning, I would say.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Certainly is. Ballinger 61, if you're in Goldthwaite right now, 59. How about 66 up in Cisco when at the airport here in Brandwood, 62 degrees. Sunny skies eventually today, a high near 88. So a great day today. A motivational, happy, blessed Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monday fun day, if you will.
Monday fun day. I like that. Just happy to be here. Happy to be upright again. Lord gave me another day, so that's a good thing.
Right? So let's live it.
I know. Then you're not. I mean, it's so easy to complain.
I
do it too much. It's so easy to say, be an Eeyore when, oh my goodness, we're alive.
That's me when I very first wake up.
Me too.
You know, it takes me a little while to get used to the fact that I have to get up.
This delicious brown nectar helps.
Yes, it definitely. It definitely does. Especially when we roll into the second hour. It's like, alrighty, here we go. Let's ride. Let's do this.
Coffee is so good.
Let's get this Monday going. So what do we have for the impossible question of the day?
Impossible question. If you know your game, if you know Monopoly, you may get this one today. So the question is, after Boardwalk and Park Place, what is the next most expensive property in the game of Monopoly? So when I saw that this morning, I did a mental checklist. I'm like, okay, I know it's not Baltic.
Right.
Those purple ones, they're the inexpensive ones.
They're on the other side of the game board, too.
The other side of town. They're on the other side of the game board.
They are on the other side of the game board, I think.
So Boardwalk and Park Place, the most expensive. What's the next most expensive property? And so, yeah, get your guess on the Facebook page by 8:30 for a chance to win a T-shirt and some Dr. Pepper.
Yum. Yeah.
And then the plant of the week, hit up our website, KOXC.com, and then click on the morning show page. You can see pictures of myself and Courtney. You can look at the plant of the week. The picture's on there. It is a beautiful frost-proof gardenia for the plant of the week.
Nice. It's pretty.
It's really pretty. It's cold hardy, fragrant evergreen shrub known for its ability to withstand late spring frost without any damage. It boasts lustrous green foliage, large fragrant white blooms. You can just smell it right now.
I was going to say, I just love a good fragrant white bloom. Gardenia. The smell of gardenia is quite nice.
It is quite nice, and it could be yours. We give it away Wednesday. You got to register, though. 646-1013 to register to win this. We're going to give it away Wednesday, but if you don't win it, you can buy it at Trees Forever Nursery. Special 3-gallon price, $13.95 is all that's going to be. And
that's
that is through the 19th.
Very exciting. Very exciting stuff.
Check out the Morning Show page. Take a gander at the pictures of me and Courtney. We got the plant of the week up there as well.
It is quite lovely. We'll have to do another call-in for that.
We will. But first, we want to, you know, it's travel season. School's almost over.
It is.
Which means summer vacation's just around the corner.
Yep.
And start, you know, you got your vacation planned already. We're thinking about ours right now.
Yeah.
We got to go to the airport. We got to take our suitcases and this and that and all that.
Catch flights and do all that fun stuff.
Flying used to be fun. It's kind of a chore now.
It is. I mean, I feel like it's always, I guess it really depends on where you're going, what airports you end up in, how many layovers you have, the whole thing, the whole picture.
I try to book nonstop when I can.
Absolutely.
I will pay more for just a nonstop.
I would way rather have a nonstop, but sometimes if there's just one layover and it's a much better deal, I'll do that.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Yeah, if the layover is like 49 minutes or 50 minutes, I'm going to not do that.
That's very specific.
It's like you got to run to the terminals and this and that. I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
Well, because every time it never fails where you get off to have to get onto the other plane, it's literally always on the other side of the airport. And it's like, what? Why would it be set up like this?
I know. Like if you fly into Denver, you got to go on that little underground, the underground subway to the other terminal.
Right.
It's just, yeah.
The little tram that takes you to, it's like, why in the world would it be set up to where I have to go all the way to the other side just to hop on my flight to catch? But
So we were talking vacations this morning, just me and Courtney, and we found a really neat article. The 20 strangest things found in unclaimed baggage over the past year. This just a year.
Yeah, the things that were found.
The 20 strangest things found in unclaimed baggage over the past year.
I'm going to start it out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Number 20, a toilet brush shaped like a cherry.
Oh.
That's an interesting thing to have in your bag.
Why?
Yeah.
In your bag.
Are you cleaning the toilet wherever you go?
Number 19, glow-in-the-dark drumsticks.
Must have been a band, huh?
Must have been a band or going to a festival or something.
Yeah. Number 18, a silicone pregnancy belly.
A fake belly?
Yeah. Fake pregnancy belly.
Number 17, a six-string portable pocket guitar.
Interesting. A little tiny guitar.
A little teeny one.
Yeah. Number 16, a steel Roman soldier helmet.
How that got left behind.
Right.
Number 15, a cuckoo clock.
I love a cuckoo clock.
Again, the 20 strangest things found in unclaimed baggage over the past year.
Number 14, silicone butt pads. Little extra cushion there.
Can't believe people do that. People, we did the shoulder pads. And then there's the fake.
Yep.
Fake boobs.
Yeah.
And I guess there's fake butts.
And now there's fake butt pads, too. Yep.
The 20 strangest things found in unclaimed baggage over the past year. Number 14, a Tibetan singing bowl. I don't know what that is.
Have you ever done, obviously not, the sound therapy?
No.
To where each bowl gives a different sound off, and putting the sounds together, it's called like a sound bath. And it's supposed to help promote relaxation and things like that. So I'm assuming that had to do with that.
Interesting. No, the therapy I need is way beyond that.
It's way beyond bowls and sounds. Same. Number 12, an antique, and we're going over the 20 strangest things found in unclaimed baggage. Number 12, an antique French book on performing exorcisms.
Wow.
Interesting.
I wonder what they were off to.
Right? Where were they off to? Let's not go there.
Number 11 is interesting. Number 11, a preserved rattlesnake in a jar of whiskey.
Huh. Okay.
Are we going to drink that whiskey?
I don't know.
I would hope not.
Maybe they're just going to keep their rattlesnake in it. Number 10, I found this to be crazy. A letter signed by Eleanor Roosevelt from back in 1944.
Wow.
Sounds pretty valuable.
Interesting.
Right?
Wow. Very valuable to me.
Yeah.
The number 9 thing out of the 20 strangest things found in unclaimed baggage, a figurine of Santa on a log with a pumpkin.
Is that Halloween Santa or?
Is that Halloween Santa? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what that might be. Number eight, a full sheet of uncut $2 bills. Is that counterfeiting? Or?
A, I didn't know they made $2 bills anymore. And B, is that counterfeit?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Interesting. Number seven, a glass eye.
Number six, a teeth bedazzling set.
Oh, my goodness. So, like you, well, you bedazzle your teeth?
Yeah, I guess tooth bling? Or, like, is that like one of those grills?
I bet it is. I bet it's a grill. My goodness. Number five, a toilet seat was found in unclaimed baggage.
Like, bring your own?
B-Y-O.
B-Y-O-T-S, bring your own toilet seat. Number four, a Turkish ceremonial wedding headdress.
Ooh, that sounds valuable.
It does. Sounds pretty.
Huh. The 20 strangest things found in unclaimed baggage over the past year. Number three, a 3D printed modular fiddle.
The things people bring with them.
Random, absolutely random.
Yeah. A lot of times when I travel, I just bring my carry-on backpack because I don't want to have to bring all kinds of stuff. I can't imagine having all these things in my luggage. Number two, a movie script from the 1985 movie The Goonies. This was found last year. A script from The Goonies, which came out in 85.
One of the original scripts.
Wow.
Wow. I read over the weekend that the Goonies will be remade. They got the actual green light.
So, okay, you say remade. Is it a remake or
maybe not a remake. They're filming another Goonies.
Okay.
Whether it's a part two or a redo, I don't know. But they got the actual 100% green light for Goonies and Gremlins.
Nice. And, I mean, I'm going to watch it out of curiosity just because. But if they do Goonies and they don't have the originals come back as the parents, because, I mean, isn't that an obvious? I feel like that's the obvious thing.
Oh, totally. The obvious choice. Have them come back as the parents
and their children will be going on the adventure.
Yeah, to find One-Eyed Willy.
Or something like One-Eyed Willy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Gremlins, I don't know what you do with Gremlins. It was okay. I mean, it was okay.
It's a classic.
Yeah, I mean,
it's definitely
I enjoyed
it. A classic.
But Goonies, man, you better not mess up Goonies.
No.
I mean, Disney completely botched Snow White, though, so.
Did they? Did you see it?
I didn't see it. I saw parts of it, and it was just panned horribly. It was terrible from what I heard.
I've heard that it didn't get great reviews.
No, lost a lot of money. Anyway, the number one item found in unclaimed baggage over the past year, a freeze-dried chicken foot. Freeze-dried chicken foot.
I mean, yeah. You can't leave home without your freeze-dried chicken foot.
It could have been someone's good luck charm.
It could have. And now hopefully their luck didn't run out after they lost their chicken foot.
So the 20 strangest things found in unclaimed baggage over the past year. A potpourri of items.
It is definitely a lot of different things.
What was your favorite?
Let's see. My favorite would probably be The Goonies movie script.
I mean, that had to have some value to it.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Or the uncut sheet of $2 bills.
Yeah.
Like, what? Someone's out there making $2 bills.
The Turkish ceremonial wedding headdress would be pretty valuable.
I'm going to Google to see what that looks like, just because I have to know.
Of course, the freeze-dried chicken foot's interesting, too.
I mean, it definitely is. And what do they do with these things once found? You know, I wonder what they end up doing with them.
Unclaimed baggage. So that means that they went around the little circus carousel and nobody picked it up?
Or it could have been something that they lost someone's luggage and then by the time that they figured out where it went, it was too late. There was no destination they could send it to or whatever. And they maybe have already filed the claim to get reimbursed for their luggage. That's what I'm assuming. I don't think that it was just luggage that was going around in the little spinny thingy, whatever that's called. That's not the technical term. The spinny thingy.
So there you have it. Go on vacation with your freeze-dried chicken foot, but make sure you take it home too.
I was going to say, put that in your carry-on. Yeah. You don't want to leave your freeze-dried chicken foot behind.
717 at KOXC on the glorious Monday morning. Jeff and Courtney, the big show. We got birthdays, anniversaries coming up next.
Honest work out in the field, cornbread in my mama's kitchen, daddy's saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. And you here beside me, crickets serenading in the yard. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country,
heard CTTC's gig news? CTTC has 1 gig fiber internet for only $99 per month. At CTTC, we continue to provide our customers with the same great service at lower prices. As always, CTTC provides 24/7 tech support, speeds up to 1 gig, and no contract. Don't know what speed you need? Check out our broadband calculator on our website at syntex.net. CTTC. Connected to the community and connecting you to endless possibilities.
Get ready, Brady. The 10th annual Heart of Texas Car Show is coming to Richards Park on Saturday, April 19th from 9 to 2 p.m. It's going to be a day full of classic cars, muscle cars, and custom trucks. But that's just the beginning. We've got bounce houses, delicious snow cones, and tons of fun for the whole family. For the kids, there's an Easter egg hunt and exciting bike giveaways. Plus, don't forget your chance to win amazing raffle prizes. And the best part? This entire event is benefiting the McCulloch County Child Welfare Board, helping children in our community. Bring the whole family out for a day of cars, fun, and giving back. Saturday, April 19th from 9 to 2 p.m. at Richards Park in Brady. Admission is absolutely free. Don't miss the 10th annual Heart of Texas Car Show. It's a day you won't forget. See you there.
If you can dodge traffic, you can dodge a ball.
goodbye in Marina Del Rey. I had a good time was the last thing I heard her say. As I walked away, and on the plane back to Tennessee, my mind comes across her memory. And yesterday in Marina Del Rey, on a hidden beach under a golden sun, she spread a blanket that we laid down on and loved the world's way in Marina Del Rey. And as we looked into each other's eyes, we found our bodies lost in paradise, like castaways in Marina Del Rey. Like the ocean tides, highs and lows, love sometimes comes and goes away in Marina Del Rey. And as this plane is touching down, tears touch my eyes, for I have found my heart has stayed in Marina Del Rey. On a hidden beach under a golden sun, she spread a blanket that we laid down on and loved the world away in Marina Del Rey. And as we looked into each other's eyes, found our bodies lost in paradise, like castaways in Marina Del Rey. We said goodbye in Marina Del Rey.
There's King George for you, Marina. Marina Del Rey, the name of that one. I had no idea where it was. I assumed California, so Courtney and I did a deep dive on it. Very pretty.
Yeah, it's a very nice place.
Yeah. There's a bunch of boats there in their slips or docks.
Mm-hmm.
A little boardwalk down there.
A little Ferris wheel.
Yeah, 11,000 people apparently live in Marina Del Rey.
Very cute,
so
little place.
We're doing
place.
Our background on it. Interesting. Beautiful place.
Yeah. The little rabbit holes we end up in.
So many left turns and rabbit holes.
Yep. things we just need to know.
Yeah. 726 at KOXC. Oh, here we go. It is birthday time. It is birthday anniversary time, brought to you by our good friends at Subway. Subway, always a tasty treat.
Mm-hmm.
Again, birthdays, anniversaries brought to you by Subway. You can still call those into us. 646-1013. You want to start it off? You want me to start it off?
Whatever floats your
boat. Ladies first.
Okay. Happy belated birthday yesterday to Joshua Purcell. Happy belated birthday. His birthday was yesterday. And this is from Kelsey, Weston, Carson, and Mom and Dad. Happy birthday, Joshua.
All right. This came from our Facebook page. Happy birthday, Candace Carr, turning 35. Candace Carr, happy birthday today. Turning the big 3-5 from Mom, Daddy Dan, and the fam. Also, a belated birthday. Happy birthday, Ray Lee Porter. Turned 13 yesterday. Happy birthday, Ray Lee Porter. She goes,
She.
I think Ray Lee's a girl. Yeah, Ray Lee,
she.
Of course, is a girlfriend.
She.
Yeah. Ray Lee Porter, happy birthday. She goes to Mullen ISD, and that is a happy birthday from the entire crew. Happy birthday, Ray Lee. We've got maybe a birthday call coming in here. Good morning, KOXC.
Hello, I'd like to wish Jeffrey Ballard happy birthday today.
Jeffrey Ballard, all
happy
right.
Happy birthday, Jeffrey.
From his mom and his family.
All right, you got it on the air.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. See how easy that is?
Mm-hmm.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Many more birthdays or anniversaries. 646-1013. The clown music is winding down.
Tick-tock goes the clown clock.
And right now it turns 728. Birthdays